Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9, and the Reverend Craig Mueller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading assigned for today is from Matthew chapter 17. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make 3 tents here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." And the disciples asked him, "Then why do the scribes say that first Elijah must come?" And he answered, "Elijah does come, and he will restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also the Son of Man will certainly suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood what he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Why is it that when it comes to one's spiritual life or relationship with God, people nowadays are looking for a mountaintop experience? What is it that makes us expect excitement? Why is dynamic such a popular adjective for advertising worship and preaching? It seems that even among us in the LCMS, the content of the message is not as important as how you feel about your worship experience. When did emotion take precedent over content? When did the subjective feeling trump the objective truth? Well, if we could all have such a mountaintop experience as Peter, James, and John did, we wouldn't even have to ask the question. Theirs was truly the textbook example of such an experience, both literally and spiritually speaking. In witnessing Jesus' glorious transfiguration, they witnessed as much of the glory of Christ as the mortal eye could see. They saw Moses and Elijah in the flesh talking to the Lord Jesus. And they beheld the cloud covered them and heard the voice of the Father, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Truly a mountaintop experience. It's not every day that even Jesus' disciples could see him completely transformed in the brilliant light of the sun. There stood Moses, the man of God through whom the law was delivered on stone tablets. And with him, Elijah, representing the prophets who foretold of the coming Savior, who endured the worst of times among God's people. And finally, to top it off, they were overshadowed in a cloud and heard the voice of the Father. But when all was said and done, it was evident that Jesus had not brought his inner circle of disciples up the mountain with him to give them a show or a mountaintop experience. This was an exciting mountaintop experience, but the excitement was not ultimately the point. When the cloud was lifted and the disciples raised their heads, they saw no one but Jesus. Moses and Elijah were no longer there, only Jesus. This was the purpose of this whole mountaintop experience. Not the glitz, not the glamour, but the result. The law and the prophets had yielded their glory and given way to Jesus. And from this we would behold the entire purpose of the Old Testament, to speak of the coming Christ and its fulfillment in Jesus. Think for a moment about what transpired on this mountain. Jesus is transfigured in the presence of his closest disciples and shines with the radiance of the sun. And it is not the sun shining on him. The light is coming from him, from his face. And as he beams with glorious light, there appear in flesh Moses and Elijah, saints of God who enjoy the bliss, the glory of heaven in the Lord's presence. And they speak to Jesus. Peter did not comprehend the full weight of what was happening. He wanted to set up three tents or three tabernacles for the heavenly visitors. Maybe he thought Moses and Elijah had returned. Perhaps he just didn't want the experience to end. But Peter had that weakness, and it is so often the case our day. He too was caught up in the moment, in the experience itself, and failed to recognize the significance of what was happening. It is the same Peter who in the previous chapter of our text defiantly rebuked his Lord. He would not accept what Jesus had come to do, be handed over and crucified. The same Peter denied the Lord three times. He was caught up in the moment, the emotional experience, the excitement of what he saw. But he did not see why these things were happening. And the Lord did not even respond to his desire to set up three tents. Instead, his three tabernacles were replaced with one. For the law and the prophets have been fulfilled in Christ Jesus. He is their fulfillment. He is the one of whom they foretold. That was their sole purpose. Christ Jesus came not to abolish the law of God, but to fulfill it. He kept the law of Moses for Elijah and for you and for me. He fulfilled all of its demands. He observed faithfully everything it prescribed. And he did this on your behalf. He fulfilled God's will, completion in him. They point to him and to him alone. Moses and Elijah, the law and the prophets, have no meaning or significance apart from their witness of Christ Jesus, because Christ Jesus fulfilled them for you and for the whole world. The prophets spoke of the coming Messiah, the Son of David, who is Christ Jesus. They had their complete fulfillment and vindication in him. In his transfiguration, Christ Jesus demonstrated his supremacy over the law and the prophets. As our Lord declared in John chapter 5, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, but it is they that bear witness about me." Moses and Elijah were sent by God to bear witness to his son, the Christ. The people of God were to hear their word about him, through which they were led and kept in the true faith. But now on this mountaintop, Moses and Elijah stand before the disciples, and God directs them to hear his son. "This is my beloved son. Hear him." Look no further for the Redeemer of the world. Look no more to the prophets and priests. The gospel of free salvation through Christ Jesus is your mountaintop experience. Jesus, who shone in brilliant light, is the light of the world. He is your light, your salvation. Hear his word. He lived, suffered, died, and rose again to save you. He has paid the price with his precious blood. Receive his absolution and rejoice in the knowledge that he has washed you in your baptism and purified you from all uncleanness. Depart in peace, for the glory that he exhibited on the mountain will be yours as well in the life of the world to come. With all these things promised to you and to me, there is precious little for the forgiven sinner to say other than to join in the song, "'Tis good, Lord, to be here, thy beauty to behold. Where Moses and Elijah stand, thy messengers of old. Fulfiller of the past, promise of things to be, we hail thy glorified body and our redemption see." Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.